Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, September 10th. The MBTA says the new parking garage at the North Quincy Station will open on Monday. The new garage is opening 6 years after construction began. About half of the 1,600 spaces are reserved for residents of the new Abbey apartment complex, with the rest available for commuters. When the new garage opens on Monday, the parking lot on Newport Avenue Extension will close. Construction continues on a new development at the site of the former Motel 6 on Union Street in Braintree. There will be 5 retail locations at the site, including a Cava restaurant, a Shake Shack, and a Brookline Bank. The other 2 tenants have not been confirmed. The project will also include more than $1 million in traffic improvements around the busy intersection of Union Street, Ivory Street, and Grossman Drive. The first location is expected to open next spring. Traffic concerns led to the denial of an earlier plan for a Chick-fil-A restaurant at that site. Well, the public is invited to a community meeting tonight to learn about a plan to install some electric vehicle charging stations in Quincy. The city is holding the meeting at 6 p.m. at the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center. The city received a grant to study where the best locations would be to install the EV charging stations. Those stations will be located on public streets, not in parking lots or parking garages. The grant does not fund the actual installation of the charging stations. Now, 50 EV charging stations will also be installed at Quincy Housing Authority buildings over the next year. In addition to tonight's meeting, residents can weigh in about EV charging stations in an online poll available on the city website through September 26th. The Norfolk County Registry of Deeds in Dedham will unveil a new exhibit today dedicated to 44 women from all 28 communities in Norfolk County that have impacted society through dedication, courage, and achievement. The We Remember Our Women exhibit will open to the public at 3 p.m. at the Registry's Dedham headquarters, and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll is expected to offer remarks during the presentation. The exhibit is the 4th volume in the Registry's Notable Land Records series. Today's event is free, and some light refreshments will be served. Newly implemented speed bumps at Wampatuck State Park in Hingham are causing concern for bikers, citing multiple injuries as a result of the safety measures. The speed bumps were installed in July on Union Street. 3 yellow speed bumps were put in across Union Street this summer, and bikers say it is most dangerous to bicyclists. The second speed bump is at the intersection of Union Street and South Pleasant Street. Hingham firefighters, Local 2398, shared a picture of their emergency response at the intersection of Union Street and South Pleasant Street on Saturday, where a biker was injured. Bikers say the lack of signage near the speed bumps makes them look like crosswalks. Signs were flashing warning park goers of the speed bumps at the park's entrance yesterday. That park is overseen by the state police and the DCR. Police are searching for 2 suspects after 2 pizza delivery cars were stolen in Quincy. In the first incident, a delivery driver met one of the suspects, a man wearing dark clothes and a mask, on the porch of the delivery location on Berlin Street in North Quincy. Simultaneously, another suspect got into the car and then drove off. Then the first man fled on foot. The delivery driver's car was eventually recovered, but not before the suspects crashed it, damaging the front bumper. And this past Sunday, a similar incident happened at 803 Southern Artery at about 11 p.m. A bogus order for a pizza was placed. When the driver arrived and left the car, the suspects hopped in and drove off. That vehicle was recovered undamaged. Anybody with information is asked to contact Quincy Police. A new study ranks Logan Airport fourth in the U.S. for the most runway close calls. That's tied with Chicago's O'Hare. The research was done by a travel credit card website called Upgraded Points. It uses numbers straight from the Federal Aviation Administration's online data tracking tools. The research cited by Upgraded Points focused on runway incursions, when a plane, vehicle, or even a person ends up on a runway when they're not supposed to be there. The data reviewed was between 2021 and 2024. The FAA said during that time period, Logan had 83 runway incursions. Most of the incursions at Logan, 81 of them, were considered low level. That means there was plenty of time to avoid a collision or there were no immediate safety consequences. Only two were a higher level, meaning potential for a collision. One of them occurred in February of 2023 when a smaller Learjet took off without clearance, crossed into the landing path of a JetBlue flight on an intersecting runway. Massport also explained how Logan has a particularly complicated runway system because of the variety of winds in New England. As far as improvements and investments go, Massport says they're in the process of putting recommendations in place from the FAA's recent study to make Logan's airfield safer. They said it will mostly involve redesigning taxiways. A woman fearing she will be the victim of domestic violence secretly records audio of the situation. It may gather the evidence needed to prosecute her abuser, but it's also a crime in Massachusetts, which prohibits recording audio of people without their consent. Senator Patrick O'Connor from Weymouth was speaking in favor of a bill that he's sponsoring that would protect from prosecution people who record someone else without consent if it's made to record threats, harassment, or other crimes. O'Connor said the bill has the support of several district attorneys. Massachusetts residents are being asked to use less water as drought conditions get worse in much of the state. Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Rebecca Tepper declared a significant drought in the majority of the state, including central and western Massachusetts, the northeast part of the state, Cape Cod, and Nantucket. Southeast portions of the state are now experiencing a mild drought. The state has seen below normal rainfall in the past 3 months. Last fall, dozens of brush fires burned in Massachusetts amid the state's first severe drought in 2 years. Groundwater levels are mostly normal, but quickly declining, according to the state. Streams are starting to dry up, and the conditions are also affecting habitats and fish migration. All residents in mild or significant drought regions are asked to minimize overall water use. Make sure toilets, faucets, and showers are leak-free. Those in significant drought areas should limit outdoor watering to handheld hoses or watering cans and only water after 5 p.m. or before 9 a.m. Cities and towns in significant drought regions are instructed to immediately limit or ban residents from washing hard surfaces like sidewalks, patios, driveways, and siding, as well as car or boat washing. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow rose 196 points. The Nasdaq's up 80. The S&P added 17. Asian stocks mostly higher, echoing record rallies on Wall Street after the latest update on the job market bolstered hopes that the U.S. Fed will cut interest rates. The dollar was higher. The euro was flat. Oil at $63 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox shut out the A's again at Oakland, 6-0. They're at it again at 3:35 this afternoon. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, cloudy with scattered showers and a high in the mid-60s. For tonight, slow clearing, a low 52. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 79. Friday, mostly sunny, high of 72. Saturday, lots of sunshine with a high 74. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet, the wind northeast 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide at 1:53 this afternoon. Sunrise at 6:18, sets at 7:01. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, September 10th.